Okay, this is Evan Haas translation. And it's good. Now we're getting, I mean, first you learn the vocabulary, then you learn this basic sentence, but then you learn to place the sentence in the context of the whole text, right? And that's like a third or fourth level of translation. So we've been talking so far, it's a question of emphasis, and how do you know when someone's emphasizing something? And in Tibetan, it'll often be at the beginning. Something that's, in English, we convey emphasis how?
Inflection?
Yeah, with the inflection with your voice. Like, what do you think I said? You say, I think. And then we just say it louder. In Tibetan, I'll put it maybe at the beginning. So it's like, how then does a person outshine others by virtue of their state of mind? You see? Because he's already talked about what? Yeah, how to outshine by family. Okay? So otherwise the sentence is fine. I mean, otherwise your translation is fine. It's just and you hear in your mind's ear, you hear as opposed to family at the end of it. You see what I mean? Got it? Got it?
I don't see the difference.
Let's do this. He says we're going to talk about outshining others by virtue of your family, and then we're going to talk about outshining others by virtue of your state of mind. And it's not the same person. It's not the bodhisattva on the first bodhisattva level. You see what I mean? It's not such a person. It's not this person. You see what I mean? And then it's like, well, how do they outshine others? And you don't know that until you read the whole thing. Okay? If a person at this level outshines others by virtue of their family, is able to. Why don't we say can here? Because nyupa can mean can or able to.
Because they do outshine.
Yeah, the can implies maybe. Or they might. If you say they might outshine others, or they could outshine others, then it's the translation becomes deceptive. It misleads you. It's misleading. Because they do outshine. They have the ability to outshine. You see what I mean? If a person at this level is able to outshine others, it's very sensitive. I mean, when you really get into translation, every single word is... You have to think of all the possible things that your reader might hear.
Well, is able close to could you put does?
No, because we've got to reflect this new, which is like capacity or possible. Capacity or possible, and they're different. Right?
So it's not does, it's
no.
Ability. It's more ability than...
Yeah, by virtue of their family. And this is a little bit hard, but at what point, okay? So it's almost the same. At what point do they gain the ability to outshine others by their mind? Nice. So the rest is nice. You did a good job. That's a good job. And it gets hard. This thing is not easy. I think my theory, I think Ken Rinpoche's theory was if you cut your teeth on monastic textbooks, then you can translate anything else. Because it's very difficult. Okay, we're going to do Jason by now. Let's see. This is this Did we call it Godfather already? Yeah. Okay. And here, and it's good that we're doing this because it's points we wouldn't get to. Loam Yeshi. Loam Yeshi. This is where Tibetans do this thing in a positive. What's in a positive? And a positive. It means the author repeats a word. Like he's a schmuck. He's dumb. The dumb isn't a positive. You see what I mean? It's where you just repeat a word to clarify the word you used before. Okay? And Tibetans use it a lot. Especially when they're glossing another work. So maybe Lo is mentioned in the root text or something, and he wants you to know that it's not just state of mind. It's what? The level of their wisdom, yeshi, okay? So then it's normally commas, you know? He has the state of mind, wisdom. You see what I mean? Then you're explaining state of mind. So, and that's what the am is. Am means what? Or, okay. It is when one reaches some good person, very shot on virtue. Yeah, that's what I was saying. Okay, I think we're okay. Otherwise, it's good. Everything is fine. It's a good. Okay. Rob Haggerty. Let's see. I got a hag in here somewhere. Let's see. Well, that's a lot of work. That's nice. Yeah, so everything's, but where is he? Oh, hi. Sachipedole. So what does Sachipedole mean? Oh, the lay is from. Okay? And when you see it after the name of a book, you know it means what? He's about to give you a quotation. Okay? But that's how Tibetans announce the arrival of a quotation. They say the name of a book, and then you'll see lay or nay. So when you see the name of a book, and then you see lay or nay, you know it cannot be karma. Okay. So from the sutra called the 10th, right? The Bodhisattva Lama. Que is good. Que? Kaye. These are equivalent. These are ancient vocatives. Que means, listen, you know. Que Andres means listen, Andres. Que. Kaye. Why would they have two of them? Yeah, when they need meter in a poetry, they say, okay, gyalpo. And you need four beats, then you say, kaye gyalpo. You see what I mean? Okay. And you see it in the name of He Vajra. It's Ke Dorje. The He Vajra Tantra. He in Sanskrit means he you. And they translate it in Tibetan as Ke Dorje. O diamond. Low diamond. Okay, like that. O diamond. Okay. It's the name of a famous tantra. Gyawe Se, Chon Rictus. Se Dark. Dark has two meanings. What are they? That's dark. I'm talking dark. Pure or None. Plural. Just a plural. Okay? And if you're translating something that's been translated strictly from Sanskrit, it's always the dual. Okay? The dual. So in Sanskrit, in English we have singular and plural, right? And they are declined that way. You know, like none and nuns. Right? And in Sanskrit, they have a third declension called dual, which is exclusively for objects which are two. You know, so if I was talking about the two nuns went today, I wouldn't say nun or nuns. It'd have a new ending on it, like nani, which would mean the two. Nanao is a common dual, you know. So just be aware, sometimes when you say dak, when they say taptang shera dak, how would you translate it? Tapdang Sherab Dhak. Yeah, the two of method and wisdom. You see what I mean? Because it's obviously meant to be a pair. You see what I mean? If you said Wiseldang Gyudu Dhak, how would you translate that? Wiseldang Gyudu Dhak. The two of the clear light and the illusory body, which is the famous combination of the two, right? Okay, but sometimes it's just a simple plural, like num, dhak. Ditate. Ditate is an idiom that means what? Here's the way it is. It's like this. Ditate. It's like this. So, yeah. And we wanted to make, again, a dictionary program. Hopefully somebody will do it. When you look up D, you would put your cursor under D and you'd say, look it up in the dictionary. And it would look up D. But it would go to the next syllable, da, and see if there's a word dita in the dictionary. And instead of pulling up D for you, it would pull up dita for you, which is an idiom in itself. But then it would go to the third syllable and see if ditate is an idiom. And it would keep going until it didn't find it in the dictionary. And then it would go back one and give you that as the word. You see what I mean? It's because you looked up D, you looked up da, you looked up te, and you didn't know that ditate was an idiom altogether. You see what I mean? So it'd be a neat program. Somebody should do it. Okay. Yeah. Aaron's already done that? Okay. I knew they'd tell me that. Okay. Yeah. Cool. Let's see how you're going now. Fair enough. For example, Gyalpo Rig Su Kepe. Yeah, who's taken birth into a royal family. Gyalpo Tsendan Dembani. A child who already possesses the name. See, when you're born into the Kennedys, your name is Kennedy. From the moment you're born. Kintendan Dembani, who has that name. Kepatsanki. This is the not tsang, which means pure. Like, what's the word for Brahma in Tibetan? Tsangba, right? This is tsang. Which means just no more than that. Okay? No more than just by taking birth. Gyalpo Jinki. And here you see Jin used in a colloquial sense, which is useful. By the blessing of their father, the king, right? I don't know. Jin is a weird word, it can mean mystical power or something like that. By the blessing of their father. How would you say it in English? Stronger. Well, virtue is good because virtue used to mean strength or power.
Virility?
Yeah, it used to mean strength and power. That wouldn't be too bad. By virtue of who their father is, number tsok, advisor. Tsok means here total, not total, but what? Yeah, the whole. What do you call it? Council of elders, ministers. Tamjay, all of them. Silky number. Outshines them. Rangilo means their own mind. Lo, by their own mind. Topki, by virtue or by power of their own mind. There's a real by virtue, okay? Topki, by virtue of their mind. Meaning number chepa, by their ability to what? Discriminate, you know, by their capacity of analysis, by their analytical faculties, you could say. Let's remember that, okay? Mahin. Yeah, like Reagan doesn't outshine somebody in this class by virtue of his analytical faculties, yeah, okay? But by virtue of the family he was born into, say in America, he already outshines like a person in a very poor country. By virtue, as far as the money he's going to have in this life, he already has an American, what do you call it? Birth certificate. You know? So, I mean, unless something weird happens, he'll be comfortable. So he got that he got this birth certificate by virtue of being born. He already silky nimbus kids in other countries. Just as far as the potential he has for growing up healthy and well fed. But not by number chippa, but not by his intellectual faculties. Yeah, we have to wait and see, right? Okay, so let's translate that. Anybody want to try just on the fly? How about Alistair, you want to try? Just on the fly. Sacha Bidole.
As the switch on the 10th levels, at the 10th level says.
On the 10th levels says. Okay.
Is like.
Que galese?
Oh,
children of the victors. You see, it's not Gyalpuse. Be careful. Oh, children of the victors.
It is like this.
Here's the way it is. Okay? Fair enough?
Take for example.
Good. Take for example. And assume a child. You can assume that. Who has kiepa? Who has been born, past tense, right?
To royalty.
A child who has been born into Gyalpurik.
A royal family.
Yeah. Comma, and who is Denba of the Gyalpitsin.
Yeah, and possesses the...
Yeah, good.
The name of the king.
Already, the name of the king. Good. Kepa tsan ki, he silky numbers.
Merely by being born.
Yeah, merely by being born.
He outshines.
Good.
All the.
He or she, be careful.
He outshines. The whole council of.
King's ministers, I'm missing, okay. But we gotta get the Gyalpa Jinki.
Yeah.
through his father's blessing, or I don't know.
Father's line. It's
by the power. What? By power of through the power of his father,
by
virtue of his father, his or her father. I say there. I say what?
By virtue of the father's bloodline.
Nobility.
Father's line. How's that? He or she outshines by virtue of the whole council of the king's ministers. They do not, however, then finish it.
Outshine.
Good, outshine these ministers. So you can go in and add another ministers, because in English you can't keep saying them or they. Okay, outshine these ministers.
Mental capacity
actually their what do you say? Analytical faculty?
Analyze.
Ability to
mental powers of discrimination.
Their powers of discrimination? Mental powers of, okay. I like discrimination, that's good. In meaning they can't make big decisions for their kingdom yet. But they're still outshining the others. Good, nice. Oh, Becky got a huge one. Okay. Let's see. Let me see. Whoa.
Yeah.
It's long, right? Let's try. Okay. Okay. What kind of file was that? I think that's a weird file.
Oh, it's the Word file.
Yeah, it was?
Yeah,
Oh, man. I thought it was off of a computer. Okay. let's see. Yeah, but when he grows up, numb is difficult. Numb is really difficult. Numb is nasty because you got all these nums. Numba meaning aspect or form, or very much. Then you got numb with a sa meaning plural, right? And then you've got namka, meaning space. So when you see nam, probably 99% of all the nams in the world are namka, meaning space. But here's the other 1%, which means when. Okay? It starts when. Window, the child. Narsumba means to grow up. Yeah. Grows up. Then the power of his or her mind becomes developed or something. You see what I mean? Kepa. Like in what famous tantric stage? Yeah, Kerem, where you give birth to the deity, right? So when the child grows up, then the power of his or her mind develops. And then its power is Shintu Deva. How do you translate that? Deva means, Nyangan Le Deva is the word for nirvana, and it means to go beyond grief. So, and Chomden De means the conqueror who's gone beyond. Shintu Deva, far surpassed. Who said that? That's nice. Then its power far surpasses. All the chawa means decisions or actions. Anything the ministers could do. Oh, we're still in a quotation, sorry. So we have to. What does what mean? Activities or what they do. Okay? And it has many other meanings, but here it means what they do. Okay? And it's the same. Oh, children of the victors. For the bodhisattva. Right. Are we using spiritual warrior or bodhisattva?
We were using spiritual warrior. We were translating.
Okay. Oh, wow. That'd be a reason not to use it, though. But anyway, and it's the same with Chino the Victor's for the spiritual warrior.
West Coast
language. Semke ma taktum. What's Semke, Becky? Semke. Yeah, the wish for enlightenment. And matthaktum is just after they develop it, the moment after, the instant after they reach the wish for enlightenment. They are ready. Sokinimba? Ashay. Nyanteta Ransangye. Each and every listener. And self-made Buddha. By the simple virtue of the chewa of their haksam.
Virtue of their responsibility.
Yeah. By the simple virtue of the greatness of their sense of personal responsibility. Now you have to help me, Becky, okay? Mayin means what? Yeah, but not through ran, lo, to. Not through the power of their mind. Okay? Meaning what? They outshine these other beings by virtue of their haksam, but not by virtue of their
intellect.
Yeah, their intellect or their powers of discrimination. Powers of, what did we say?
You said mental powers of discrimination.
Oh, powers of discrimination. Okay. Last question for Becky. What's this gi? And I'll give you a clue. Gi at the end of a sentence is practically always this rare kind of gi. It's always possessive unless it comes at the end of a sentence. Then it means but. Okay? I mean, 1% of the time it means but. And 90% of that time it's at the end of a sentence. Because it says but, and then it continues on. Okay? Alright. So now you know. You did good. That's nice. Okay. And please keep going, okay? Please do it. It's good. This is how you learn, and it's just laborious. It's like pulling teeth. Right? And there's no other way to do it. You just keep doing it. Okay. Who was that? I just erased. Ted Lemon. Okay, sorry. Oops. Where'd you go? I was afraid of this. Oh, there you are. Okay. Okay. Okay, the Shesumbech here. Where is he? Behind the camera. The Shesumbitir means you've got to go back to the... It's just the end of the quotation from the sutra. But you don't know that if somebody assigned you a single paragraph. So that's okay. We'll just. So that's the so they say. So be a spiritual warrior who has gained the seventh bodhisattva level. Rangi Yushepa Chimala Nepa. That's okay. Because of the great heights. I like the great heights. Because of the great heights they have reached. In understanding the object before their mind. You see what I mean? has utterly surpassed. That's nice. I like utterly surpassed. That's really cool. Has utterly surpassed all the anything. We're just going to make it parallel to what we did before, but yours is fine. Anything that a listener. Whoa, stop, Bill! Or a self-made Buddha could have done. Good, I like it. He did a good job. But then, Tab 11, what do we do with the Shesungichar? Yeah, great. We go back up, we make sure we covered it properly. Okay. Okay. So then we'd make sure we put it as a quotation. Oh, we want it 14.8. Okay. Alistair Law is going to print out. Okay. If you need help, Jason, I just found out Jason can make momos. I mean, he can. He can convert stuff for you if you want. You know that story, right? Don't learn to make momos, because everybody will ask you to make momos. Okay. Or do learn to make momos. Okay. So we got to make sure, we got to go up right pad and see what? Chesun Bejun. Huh?
Yeah. Because it says in.
Yeah, he's right. Good. We have to add something to the effect of, and this is true because the. Okay? So it's no longer as the sutra says. It's. Which it was at the time when we did it. It was a good decision, but not a correct one. And this is true. Because. And it's this faux debate style of these texts. It's just a forced debate style. He's not really debating yet. He'll get there. This is true because students don't know. Okay, fine. Everybody's doing great. What time am I supposed to finish? What time did I start? 60?
Six.
So we go till 7. Let me take a 15-minute break and then we go till 8. Is that fine, my dear? No. You want me to make it shorter?
No,
okay. Huh? Oh, her class is relaxed tonight. Okay. Alright. She said she's not going to yell at anybody. I'll tell you, I heard in the bathroom that she's not going to yell at anybody. Except me. Okay. Okay, Alistair. Oh, he got the sexy part. Okay. Okay. Somebody should keep all the names because we have to get the copyright right, right? Okay, Anna Sadhuma Dear. Well then, what exactly is the reason that Bodhisattvas all shine? I'm going to put spiritual warriors just because that's what we're doing right now. Except for Bodhisattva level. Sometimes you put both so that people know you think they're synonyms. Well then, what exactly is the reason the spiritual warriors outshine this one's suffering but it's by way of their state of mind? Nice. Perfect. Nice. Yay. Gotta get my hand. Okay. Okay. Let me answer this question in 3 steps. Refuting the opponent's position. Posing your own position. Recovering the opponent's position. Perfect. Nice. Okay.
What word is the
well
then?
Ona.
Ona. And he did a nice thing here. What did he do?
Back in the first part.
Yeah, he went back. He could have said, here's the first. And it wouldn't be so bad here, but in many cases it's a pain in the ass. You're just being lazy and you're not going back and seeing what the first really was. So he supplied it for the reader, which is a great kindness. Tibetans don't do it. 90 pages from now they'll say, here's the second. and they won't tell you what it is, you know? So that was great. This one's well done. Okay, Venerable Chu. By the way, so some people, this is karma, right? I mean, he's probably made somebody look good recently. So he gets the karma to look good. And then somebody else just had the karma to get the paragraphs towards the end here, which are totally untranslatable. And that's because you haven't made other people look good recently. Okay. Kaching Narayan. No, he got the sexy ones. Cheeky. Oh, and thanks for sending them, and it's really cool. Well, okay. I would always make them direct quotations. Why? Why do you think? She has a choice. She can say, someone comes and says blah, blah, blah. Or she can say, suppose someone says quote and then jumps into it. What's it? Why? A dialogue is always more powerful. Quotes are always more powerful. I mean, read any science fiction novel. And if there's a chapter where there's no quotation marks, it's harder to read. It's harder to read. If there's tension, if there's interchange going on between people, it's more interesting. Whenever I get a book by His Holiness, I skip to the back because that's where the questions and answers are. That the audience asked him questions and he answered them. And I'm like, oh, I want to see this interchange. You know, it's more direct interchange is more powerful. Even though it amounts to the same thing. It's exactly the same thing. Now suppose someone comes and claims, oh, this is really hard. What's Gyuten Ki mean?
There's a key
or
ki?
No, ki.
Ki is an instrumental.
Yeah. So suppose someone comes and claims it's because of the fact. What's it? Yeah, I have to go up here. Well, what was our question? Right here.
Yeah.
Alistair's question. What's the reason that spiritual warriors outshine listeners and self-made Buddhists by way of their state of mind at the seven Bodhisattva level? Okay? What's the reason? He doesn't repeat the question. He doesn't repeat the question. He just opens up. The guy, the opponent, comes, walks up and says, it's because. Okay? And I think to be kind to our reader, we would
say,
the reason they outshine them. You know, and if they're too lazy to go back and see they in the last paragraph, then that's their problem. Is that Sadrupa Manche Du. Oh, let's see. Yeah, from the sixth Bodhisattva level on down, one doesn't have the ability to eliminate. Yeah. Yeah. Is that from the sixth Bodhisattva level on down, one lacks the ability to eliminate the obstacles to omniscience. Nice. Okay. What are the two kinds of obstacles? Lindut and Shudut. Then they keep you from attaining what? Nirvana and omniscience. Okay, good. Okay. And again, it's a little bit difficult to translate because when you say nyundrip, you mean mental afflictions are blocking you from reaching nirvana, right? And so they are to be eliminated. The first half of the word is to be eliminated. When you say mental affliction obstacle, mental affliction is meant to be eliminated. But when you say noble thing obstacle, the pattern changes. It's not parallel anymore. It's obstruction to seeing every noble thing. It's difficult. It's un- It's uncomfortable, right? Okay. So that one lakhs of blade master ten minutes. From the but at the point of the seventh Bodhisattva level, right? One does, possess this ability. You tell me, is this true?
It's not because they're claiming, so it's...
But it's not too safe to say it's wrong only because it was a claim. It's better to know why it's wrong.
Well, the 7th Bodhisattva, you don't eliminate the obstacles to illumination until the 10th Bodhisattva.
Yeah, by definition, right? By definition. You wouldn't be on mission until you reach the 10th.
You're working on it, but they're saying you possess the ability to eliminate them at the 7th Bodhisattva.
Yeah, yeah. So that's a problem with it. Well, unless you want to assert that they have the ability, but they're not choosing to do it.
Technically, she's absolutely right, yeah.
Yeah, okay. By the way, I think it's 4 positions we're getting here, and you got to keep them straight in your mind. This is a sort of an unpleasant way to start the Kachig system, the Gakshak. What is it? Gakshak Pongsum. This is an unpleasant way to start it, because rather than presenting a wrong idea and then defeating it, he does what?
He presents
4 wrong ideas in a row, and then he defeats them one by one without telling you which one he's working on. I mean, he does, but it's not too easy, okay? It would have been easier if he'd done idea, refutation, idea, refutation, idea, refutation. But he didn't do that. He does 4 wrong ideas, and then he does 4 refutations. So some people, I think Yat Peng, is she here? She got that, where? Oh, hi. Yeah, well, she got one nasty one way down there, and it referred back to this other one, and, you know, it's like, whoa. Okay. So, basically, just remember that's number one. I'm going to put a number one here, okay? Just for... That's wrong idea number one.
Is that definition according to a sangha?
Sorry?
I'm about to transition from a 6th level bodhisattva to a 7th level bodhisattva. One becomes able to... eliminate obstacles to omniscience.
Is it someone's historical position?
Yeah, is that how it's...
Oh, it could be. It could be. Sometimes they are. Oftentimes they are. And, it'd be good exercise for graduate students at Diamond Mountain in 10 years from now to go back and try to figure out whose wrong idea was that. Oftentimes it's somebody in another tradition in Tibet, like a Sakya. They often pick on the Sakyas. Or like that. There's a famous Sakya who wrote 8 volumes on this, on the perfection of wisdom. And then Gyaltsev Jay debates with him and says, Tegpa Chembe Shungla, Nyawa Shittu Ma Nyebe, Nyawa Shittu Ma Chebe Kyun Yin. Your problem is that you haven't devoted any serious time to studying the perfection of wisdom. he's written like 2,000 pages of commentaries, right? But anyway, it comes to my mind sometimes. I don't know why. Gyaltsev. Oh, okay. Is it here? Good. Okay. What word might we add at the very beginning here? Yeah, or next, or I would put or. Or suppose. You see what I mean? And that's not your responsibility. You were just responsible for this... paragraph, but we kind of want to help the reader and let them know there's several different claims being made. Okay? Sorry. Oops. So, number 2. Or suppose someone comes along and claims, that's why I just said I'm down. have not attained.
And no habit.
Have not attained. All right, we have to do it this way. What did we say up here? The reason they outshine them is rather that bodhisattvas at the sixth level and down have not yet attained. Christy and I were talking a lot about Togel when we were, we started talking about it because we were working on the tantric class and explaining how you could sharpen your meditation. I think it was on the inner offering maybe, I don't remember. But you could blow it up, you could blow that skull up to the size of the valley, or you could shrink it into a drop that's coming off the water faucet in the shower, and you could practice, and that's Togel. And it's a very, very difficult word, and it's not defined in the dictionaries. So what is Togel? Who said that? Yeah. But there's a very, there's an even more specific meaning. Gel means to, it means to skip levels. It means to skip, alternate between levels. So an example is, in the Yoga Sutra, how did we illustrate the four meditative levels? Do you remember? Sambenshi. There was an example in there. Yeah, it was a girl listening to a song, right? And I don't quite remember what they all were, but there was like, first you're just listening to the song in general, and you recognize it as, oh, that's an old Neil Young song, right? And then you say, okay, that's an old Neil Young. We used to sing that back at Diamond Mountain, and you sit down. And then you're sort of getting into the music. Then you choose to get into the bass line. Like, that's what Geshe Michael was actually doing up there. He was doing the bass line, you know. And then your mind goes to a certain level, right? And then you say, but as I remember, the words were kind of insipid. They just repeated over and over. And then you put your mind on the words, you know, and you say, so you're still, are you listening to the song? You are in a way. It's in the background, but you're changing levels. It's like a microscope going down to layers. And then you get down into, you know, you can get it down into what's the background sound? You know, is this a live Neil Young song? Was this recorded live or was this in the studio? And you're not listening to the music, you're not listening to the words, you're trying to catch any miscellaneous sounds like people coughing or people dropping things. And your mind is going down to the fourth level, you see? And that's not Togel yet. Togel means, I'm going to demonstrate how good my facility to listen to music is. I'll listen to the bass line for two notes. Then I'll switch to coughs in the audience. Then I'll switch to the words. And then I'll back off and just recognize it as a Neil Young song. But then I'll switch back to the words. And then I'll switch to the... You see, I mean, Togel means purposely, knowingly, jumping, showing off your agility of your meditative, your ability to change your level by jumping around to those levels, but at will. And you know, a meditator practices that in the Abhidharma system through the four samtins, through the four dhyani levels. They purposely jump through the four levels. And it loosens up your head. It loosens up your mind. You see, I mean, it's meant to be a way of strengthening your muscle of meditation. Your meditation muscle, okay? Just by doing it like that, okay? So, how are you going to translate that? Togel. Togel means, well, it means skipping. Can you find a nice literary word to say that? Meditative acrobatics? Agility to me is too generic. I mean, it should be more specific that they're skipping, you know. It is leaping over, yeah. It's too broad. This is specifically the ability to jump.
Switch focus?
I like that kind of.
Skip?
I like alternate. I've not yet mastered meditative alternation. The ability to alternate between meditative levels. Whereas, have not yet mastered the ability to alternate. Whereas, at the seventh level, they have. Okay?
Did you say jump?
I like alternate. I like it. Rinpoche actually used to use alternate. He liked it. Okay. So there's another. So let's go back. We have a few minutes until your break. In the first instance, what did the guy say? Yeah. The people at the seventh bodhisattva level outshine others by virtue of their family because... Come on, you were supposed to say, wait, not family. State of mind. By virtue of their state of mind because they have the power to remove obstacles and submissions. This guy says, no. The reason their mind is sharper is that they can do tugel. Only from the seventh on can you do tugel, not before that. Okay? Alright, now there's going to be another guy come up and say something different. Where is he? Is that Baron Nimbo, I think? Or suppose someone comes and makes yet another claim, which you couldn't have known. Okay? Yet another claim. They outshine them because... let's see. Because someone who has attained the wisdom of the seventh bodhisattva level. There's a thing about numbers, okay? I think you have to check, but the Chicago manual style, I think you're up to 20, is it? You use the word, and then you start using the number. I'm not sure. Somebody can check. There's a rule. 10? Yeah, okay. Yeah, somebody can check. It changes every year, so they can sell new copies. Which is kind of sneaky, I think. Or suppose someone comes and makes it another thing. They outshine them because someone who has attained the wisdom of the... Then immediately attains. Then immediately achieves. Is then immediately able to achieve. What is the name of the eighth bodhisattva level? Do you know? Is it Mindopa?
No more return?
Huh? That's number 10. Is it? Simba, Sadhumba. Sadhumba. Oh, we're talking about Sagyepa here, sorry. Sagyepa. I think it's Miyawa, is it? Are you Miyawa? Okay. Non-returner would be, how do you say non-returner? Chimyong. Say Chimyong.
Chimyong.
This is Chö Mindok. What's Mindopa? You should know Mindopa.
Huh?
Say again? Yeah, cannot be turned back. Unstoppable. It means unstoppable. I like it. I use it sometimes. There's a certain point at which your spiritual practice becomes Mindopa. Nothing can stop you after that. Mindopa. Okay?
Can't wait to reach it.
Yeah. Then you're not like susceptible to these daily collapses that we are. Okay. Is then really able to achieve the unstoppable. Okay? And that might be some quality of the eighth level, I don't know. We'll know when we get there. Okay. Which position was that? Yeah, we got three so far. Okay. I'm gonna take those numbers out later. I think we'll finish all four before we refute them, okay? Yep, bang. She wrote me an email and said she worked on these 30 words for 3 hours and then she got so tired of it that she just something to that effect. Anyway, sometimes you just pull the hard one, you know. Yet someone else may come along and make the fight. That's very well. That I like that. Well, we can start out with the reason that they are China, that's the easy part, is something difficult with the one you got by your karma is that there's a pause between here and here, okay? And if you were reading this sentence, you'd say, Dola sope chukit se mangundur che me gu, drupe negasu de gu. You know, it would be easier. And probably in some editions, there's even a comma there, okay? Is that even though at the they are on the seventh bodhisattva level, the person must strive betsu must exert effort, saying to themselves, I will enter the path, right? They no longer. You see, it's a long, long, terrible sentence. So at the seventh bodhisattva level, do they have to make effort? Yes. What kind of effort? They say, I'm going to practice the path. Okay? But at the seventh bodhisattva level, they no longer have to you can say, bring to mind the. And this is difficult. What's tema mean? What's tema mean, Yapeng? Do you know? Say again? I can't hear.
Necessity.
Oh, tem, that's gyuten. Senma means a sign of something. Like if you're standing at the stove, looking at a boiling pot of water, and you reach chuchong, you reach the end of the path of preparation at that moment, right? And you're staring at the point of, and then you realize you're not looking at a pot of water, you're looking at its senmas, its indicators. That's like lakshana in Sanskrit, it's signs. The things that yell pot at you, white, long reflection, white longness, silverish roundness, these are temas of a pot. They're not the pot, indicators or signs that a pot is there, okay? So, at the seventh bodhisattva level, you do have to make some kind of mental effort to say, I have to practice the path. I will practice the path, right? But you no longer need the, and I don't know how you want to translate it, the accoutrement of the Dharma. For example, how do you say the plural of Anik? How do you say the plural of accoutrement? But does the sound change? Right. Unless there's an A after it.
Yeah, you just put it, but you don't pronounce it.
Right. It's like that. They no longer need to bring to mind the accoutrement, I think. But I should spell it with an S, right, if it's plural? Of the Dharma. Of the Dharma. Do la sok. Yarpeng. Do la sokpa. Yes, sutras and my books. You see what I mean? Sutras and the rest. Yeah.
Carol online also suggests trappings.
I like it.
Trappings, so that's
cute. No. Trappings is fine. The only objection I'd have to it is that trappings is sometimes used in a derogatory way. You see? He has, yeah, pejorative way. So that's the only reason. Otherwise, she's right on. It's perfect. And please continue to keep sending in. She sent in a nice. She sent in a nice attempt at the translation. If somebody wants to attempt from online, you're quite welcome. Okay. They know to be. I'm now. This paragraph is really hard for me. I'm not 100% sure that's correct. I think so. Okay. But we'll just keep going. How will I know later if it's. How will I be more sure later? Yeah, we'll see the response. We'll see the guy get wiped out. And maybe there'll be more information. So sometimes you kind of, as a translator, this is rule number 89. You, knowing that you'll have more information later in the book, you take a shot at it. And then you just keep going. You don't sit there and for 3 hours and throw the dictionary at the side of the tent. You know, you take a good shot. You make a little mark that says, I think that's what it means. And then you see if there's more information later. But you did a good job. You did a good job. Yeah, you said characteristics for Sema. That's good. Yeah.
Did you want to say they no longer need to bring
Sema? We're getting there. Yeah, you're right, exactly. Because there's a gupa there. They need no longer bring to mind the gupa. So, and now translate the rest, Yakpen, but a little louder, okay? Sa dupe nekam. Yeah, at the point of the sixth level. Good. They do need. Okay? They do need to do that. Alright, that's all. At the sixth level, though, they do need to do some. Okay? Kind of weird, right? Yeah. I shouldn't have. Where are they?
In the previous sentence
we just finished. Oh, you're right. There should be an M dash here. Okay?
Do I
still have two colons?
Sutras, just before sutras is a colon, and following claim has a colon.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. We could just make, you're right. Let's do this. Okay. You think you're getting your snack. Let me think about it. Yeah, I think you are. Why, Beth? Why should they get a snack now? No. Let's go back here. Let's pull up here. Hang on. Hang on. Where is this? She did, of course, the whole everyone's. Knowing what you know now, Beth. But we said that there's four positions been set forth. What's coming now?
We're refuting the first.
Yeah, good. He's going to start to refute them. So, look, dambo mitaya means what? Look here doesn't mean system. It means presentation by the other guy. So, now what's it mean?
The first one is wrong.
Yeah, that's all. So we can take a break now, okay? Yeah, it's like the guy came up and said, look, the first position is wrong, okay? But first we have to sing a song, okay? It's Kosha's birthday. She's 16 today. And we need to sing. Do we have it's coming. We have snacks, though, right?
We didn't find out.
You have a cake?
She has a cake.
Okay. Hang on. We'll do one sentence. Come on. They're going to bring a cake. Well, the first of these positions is incorrect. For the following reason. So I'm going to work with Beth. What's Luke? We just had it. It means system, right? So, he said luk dambo mite, which means the first luk is not correct. In that case, luk meant the first position, right? But now he says, in our luk, yeah, but now he means in our system. So luk can mean position or system. And in this sentence he's switched, okay? In our system, denba dzimbe den zin, is what? Do you guys know? Denba dzimbe den zin. Say again? Oh, no. The tendency to believe things are real, which believes that things are real, okay? Denba dzimbe den zin. Okay, we'll start our song. Ek, do, tin.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Show you something during the break, okay? Watch this. It just occurred to me. I never plan these things. You want to know what Kosha's been up to?
Yeah.
Like, would you say about 1 million Taiwanese people doing their book? Okay? Check this out. Including the army. Okay? I hope it played. Did I do something wrong? Oh, I don't know yet. Let's see. It's not. Oh, I'm not seeing it on mine. Oh, turn on the sound. Christy always tells me to turn it off. I see. I don't know. She said we got enough Neil Young and down at the temple, you know. The dinosaurs are there, how they teach the kids the book. And they're on buses, they're on billboards, they're everywhere. Did you do your book today? No. This meditation? Meditation? I think that's how many centers have been doing it, right? Passport. So enjoy your break. I just took some time. Come back in about 10 minutes. Okay. Okay, what was the first of the four positions?
I didn't understand.
Will they to overcome child divisions?
They haven't come to sixth level.
Yeah, by the time you reach the seventh level, you can remove obstacles to omniscience. And at the sixth level, you can't. Okay? doesn't make any sense. Let's see what they say. In this system, each and every form of the ten. The tendency to hold things as real, where you hold the person as being real, is mentally afflictive type of ignorance. The idea here is that there's a debate, ladies, there's a debate whether ignorance is a mental affliction, okay? And if you define nirvana as what?
Cessation.
Yeah, basically the cessation of all mental afflictions, then do you remove all forms of ignorance at that point, right? And can you have ignorance after that, for example? Or subtle seeds, yeah. And then you get into the question of subtle seeds. In this system, meaning in the Prasangika system, ignorance is a mental affliction. Okay. It's considered a mental affliction. Okay. So then when you become an arhat, you remove ignorance, because you remove all your mental afflictions. Okay. In order to eliminate this ignorance in a way that will prevent it from ever occurring again, you must eliminate its seeds in their entirety, okay? Yeah, and all those are due to say lar mikewe suki. Lar mikewe suki. So it's one thing to stop your ignorance, but it's a different thing to stop it in such a way that it could never arise again. Okay? Like to do that, you'd have to eliminate all the seeds.
Why is that so?
You eliminate the potential for it arising again. That's all.
What if you didn't have any delusions? You couldn't activate those seeds anyway.
That's true.
So it's not still there.
It's still La Mikyama, right? Okay. Let's see what he says. There's a big debate about it in the scriptures. It's a huge debate. Okay, everybody. And I don't have time to do everybody, but keep sending them in, and we'll squish in as many people as we can. Desen pambe pamba teyam minan dachaman namun parintimu yimbe. Therefore, Say kechi
tame
yeshi. It's a very famous expression in Majjhimika, and you should learn it. Kechi means an instant. Tama, it means the final. And yeshi, so it's the wisdom of the final moment, okay? And this is very famous. This is like the last moment of a particular level. In this example, it's the last moment of the seventh bodhisattva level. You are in the state of wisdom or understanding of emptiness or perception of emptiness, which is the final instant of the seventh bodhisattva level. You're about to reach the eighth bodhisattva level. So therefore, even though a person who has reached Therefore, even though the wisdom of the final moment of the seventh bodhisattva level does possess the ability to eliminate the seeds of thinking things aren't real, we wouldn't merely on the basis of this be able to say that they have the ability. I'm actually glad you didn't get this one. That they have the ability. To eliminate their what?
Obstacles to ambitions.
Yeah, obstacles to ambitions. So, this is the cool thing about Gakshapong. Say Gakshapong.
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 Shenu Gaba.
Rangu Shapa.
Sopapongwa. This is classic, very important. This will be your whole career in this class, these three steps. Refute what the guy said. Establish what's correct. And then refute his comeback. Right? So we're saying, you got to think about what he's saying. The way a bodhisattva eliminates the seeds is generally the same as the way that a lower arhat would have eliminated them. So we can say that even though they do possess the ability to eliminate these seeds, nyundrips, right? Mental affliction obstacles. That doesn't, just saying that, that's not enough to say they also possess the ability to eliminate their obstacles to omniscience. What's the difference? I mean, what's the difference feel like? Kat, what's it feel like? Now, I mean, let's say, if I say, what's the difference between eliminating your last shred of thinking things are self-existent and knowing all things? Is there a difference? Do you sense a difference? Do you feel a difference? Yeah, I mean, one would be nirvana. You're incapable of having a negative thought again. No longer capable of getting angry or jealous. Incapable of getting angry or jealous. Why? Because you have eliminated the seeds to be capable to do it, because you can't see anything is not coming from you anymore. So how can you get mad at anybody? How can you be jealous of anybody? Any bad thing that happens to you, you perceive perfectly is your own fault. So how can you get mad at it? So you meet some irritating person, you can't get angry if your wisdom is perfect. You see? Cannot. Impossible. Right? The degree to which we get angry or upset is the degree to which we misunderstand reality. Period. But then there's another step, which is what? We still have to go further.
Omniscience.
But why mainly? Why is it useful to be omniscient? You can help more people. You can help more people. And even just to get a taste of a piece of omniscience, right? Just to get a little ability to look into the future or a little ability to read a person's mind is already a great leap as a teacher. You know, so as a teacher, as a person who'd like to become a teacher, it's important to try to get a taste of that, because it'd be like a doctor. And the patient comes in, and I remember Yeshe Dundan used to do this. It's frustrating, right? You walk in, and before you tell him what's wrong with you, he knows. Well, by the way, we expressed several times he'd like to come and teach here. And I think it'd be really cool if we could get him here. He's like the senior Tibetan doctor in the world, and an amazing speaker. And I thought maybe we could get him to talk about channels or something from a medical viewpoint. But what would it be like if you were at that stage in your medical studies where when your patient walked in, you could not only see what was ailing them, you could see the moment that the illness started, you know, or you would have a pretty good feeling, you know, yeah, you have breast cancer because back in when you were 18 you did this, you know, if you could see that the minute they walk in, before they tell you what's wrong with them, you can get to that. You can, if you meditate well, if you do long retreats, I think you can get to the state where you have pretty, you know, then you, because we don't believe in those things, you call them instincts. You feel, I have an instinct, but it's not an instinct. It's a precursor to omniscience, right? It's a little taste of omniscience. It's a nice thing. As a teacher, you should try to develop it.
So what's the difference between clairvoyance and omniscience?
I'd say clairvoyance is just the first steps of omniscience. How's that? Okay. I think it's wrong, but I'm not quite sure how yet.
So what you're saying is that the seeds to see things dualistically aren't the seeds to see things without omniscience.
Let me think about it. Apparently somebody said that, okay? Does it make sense to you?
Syntax, isn't it?
Is this talking about some other sort of obstacle that's neither obstacles to omniscience nor obstacles to mental
health? He's trying to say that there could be seeds related to seeing reality the wrong way, which were other than the seeds which you eliminate when you reach nirvana. They, according to our school, those wouldn't be obstacles to omniscience. Those would be obstacles to nirvana, right? But he's trying to say there's some kind of seeds other than the ones that stop you from reaching nirvana, which keep you seeing things the wrong way and which are obstacles to omniscience.
So we're saying there's two kinds of all.
He's trying to say there's seeds for ignorance which are obstacles to omniscience. But we wouldn't say that. Because in the Prasangika we say that all of those are related to nirvana. When you eliminate, when you reach nirvana, you've eliminated them.
Okay? Eliminated the seeds for mental afflictions, but not the seeds to see.
Not not the seeds to be omniscient. Yeah.
Okay.
The seeds that prevent you from being omniscient. Okay. Apparently he's trying to criticize someone who said that.
Now, might I just ask why you express it in a negative form initially? It would be incorrect to say. Why have you chosen to do it that way?
Originally or now?
Reading the translation, it would be incorrect.
Oh, that's the mirum. That's the main room. Yeah. Yeah.
Is it possible that the Parche Melon is the proper name?
This you have to study. But the Parche Melon, the uninterrupted path of the path of seeing, the direct perception of emptiness, is not the only one. There are other ones later, okay, that you haven't heard about yet.
Other uninterrupted paths?
Yeah, there are other ones later. Okay, he's talking about those. Okay, let's leave that now. Let's go on one more. This is really tough, okay? Did anybody try this? I don't even know. It's wrong. It's also wrong. It's also wrong. For the following reason. The meditation mentioned is referred to with an ancient word called Nelshi, okay? And this is like totally the only word in the Tibetan language which has this combination, okay? There's no other word in the, maybe one other word in the Tibetan language with a sa, na, and a ra in a stack. Like if you, like, most Tibetan conversion programs will spit it out. This is not possible, you know. It's very, very rare, extremely rare. So, what meditation were they talking about? What was it called? Tugyal. Yeah, say Tugyal. Tugyal. I'll show you Nelshi in a. Let me get it up further. This is the Great Tibetan Dictionary, and it defines Nelshi. What's Ning mean? Archaic. It means this word hasn't been used for a few centuries. Okay. Then it says Korim Chulwa. Say Korim.
Korim.
Chulwa.
Chulwa.
What's Rim mean, like in Lamrim Chumo? Step or stage. Korim means the proper order of things. What's Chulwa mean? Chulwa means jumbled up, totally out of order. And that's what Tugyal meditation is. You go to level 4, you skip back to level 2, you go to 3, you go to 1. You don't go 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay? So let's go see. The meditation mentioned is referred to with an ancient word called Nelshi. This refers to a type of balanced meditation where your concentration slips to different levels in a jumbled order, something like that. Shuffled is nice. Who said that? That's nice. Shuffled order. This type of meditation is possessed at the sixth bodhisattva level. Mase. Do you know Mase? Mase is very common. Kokupa Mase. He's not only a fool, he's also an idiot or something like that, okay? So Mase means it. Sepa means to finish. And Mase means it doesn't end there. But and then you put it between those two with a pause. You say, Kokupa Mase. Kokupa. Okay, like that, okay? This type of meditation possesses meditation. Not only that, but it is even possessed at the Tsokjor? At the paths of, he glued them together, of accumulation and preparation. Okay? We're going to stop. I'm going to hand out some assignments for... I've just been informed by Beth, like 10 seconds ago, that this is our last chance in our class for this term due to a Tsechu next week. Am I right?
Yes,
right? Yeah, and she was like happy. That's why you're in such a good mood. But you're going to get stuck with some assignments, okay? So let's look who sent in stuff last time. And we'll just go in order, okay? This will take a sec. Carol Dean, thank you for participating. And you get stuck with, I'm just going to number it as one, okay? Carol Dean. And then two, is Alistair Farr. Oops. Demite de Dashele. I'm in the number two because it's on the shooting in the shade. Ooh, you get a long one. Three is Rebecca. You always get the nice ones. She gets to do the first Rang Luke in this whole book, which is a lot of big honor because that's the right view, and it's probably the easiest to translate. Ooh, it's kind of long though. Whoa. This is its own copying sentence. Okay. I think that's one sentence, okay? This is its own copying sentence, right? Here's the a colon, and, because. What's Alistair knows the rule for those. What's the rule for those? What's the rule for some copy and length sentences?
We're allowed to break that into
cut them. Sentences. Break them up into multiple sentences, yeah. Then Betzla. She's continuing with the wrong look. Oh, you get another quotation from the sutra. Do you want to... she's going to give her both of those? Yeah, let's give the whole thing. You have... My boss used to say you can sleep on the plane. Okay, you've got that small sentence. Okay? Then he's number five. Carolyn, Chinzong Ha. What about Chinzong? Yeah, Mary. Five is very much Chinzong. Kachi, Jazo, Ki, Ooh, Tumke. Tente, Kachi, Machi, Tete, You betcha. Okay. Data na dhaya chala chibi chala this is part of the last sentence. Okay, how about there? Oh, so you just get that first part. And who gets the next part? Evan, Evan. Okay. Who's the next one? Is Kelsey? Can I do seminary? Ooh. Wow, he's really getting wordy here. Okay, let's go say. Then it's Jason. Okay. So all you guys who have already come since Rebecca, you are Rang Luk, okay? So what you're translating should make sense and be correct. All right? You know? I mean, it shouldn't be silly. What I mean is, it's supposed to be correct. All right? Starting with Rob Haggerty. Rob Hag. I know it seems to be an honor to be a hag in the tantric class. Wow. There's the Serna. Okay. Have a good time. Wow, you got the worst one. Okay. Good for you. Who's next? Ted Lennon. Ted Lennon. Let's see how bad you got. Chasen, you give me not teaching to give you a baton. Teaching to remember when you met you. You want a little bit more, right? Okay, Dana. Thank you, Kitechen. By the way, it's big karma. It's really big karma to have your finger in this first translation of this text ever in the world. Oh, then he says, Kyapte, which is really the same argument. Kyapte, Techen, Deon, Segi, San. Dana. Dana. Let's give him the whole thing, just because he's a nerd, he'll get it done. Okay. Okay, Ted Law gets that one. Good luck. That's a whole kachikma. You got time, right? You're not doing anything between now and then. Very tricky. Kachi, big you get attention, some key you can do. You are ta. There's another one, Yimbeacher. But he doesn't stop. He says, Data, Beacher. But he doesn't stop. He says, Data, Yimbeacher. And then he says, moreover, Shenyang, Yata. And then, Yebeche.
He's going
on. Yata. Yebeche. Yebeche. He keeps saying, cheer. I think we better stop at some point. Let me see. How about here? Okay, you get that monster. Oh my god. Okay. Two more people. Gara wa Ningbo. Taishan tala bachanina yimte. He quotes Bodhicharavatara, which is a big honor to translate. Ooh, it's a rather long quotation. She's a major. Ooh. Oh, that's just too cruel. Okay, that's enough. You want more? He wants more. Okay. Then can we commit a nam tarki do domicosa? Dung, dung, dung. Dung, dung. Oh my god. You bitch. Okay. You asked for it. Oh my god. Okay. Yeah. Okay. No, you guys are getting good at it. You're at a stage, you've changed in 2 years. Everything's different at Diamond Mountain. Everyone's at a different level now. Okay. Venerable Vilma. Just kidding. Just kidding. Don't tell Ken I said that. Come with their town. Okay, and then who's last? Yeah, Ben. Oh, we gotta give a 30-hour one, not a 3-hour one. What is that number? 14. And Yaptang's going to do the Drupten. What's Drupten mean in the essence of eloquence?
The other person's position.
Say again?
The other person's.
It's the outcome.
Yeah, the outcome of the exchange. Like, he came up with a bad idea, we defeated it. We came up with our great idea, he tried to defeat it, we defeated his wrong idea about our great idea, and now that should have brought us to some kind of conclusions. Okay, and I didn't understand that for many years with Drupden. It took me a long time. Okay, that's it. So your part is kind of cool. You get to end the whole debate, then you get to conclude what it was all about, and then it will be an introduction to the next section. Okay, which is all just like Nipa La Ni, Dhamma La Sum, you know, there's two steps to the first, there's three steps to the second, there's four steps to the fifth. Okay. By the time we meet again, okay? And again, it's the greatest book. These two books are the greatest books ever written on emptiness. By the time you finish them, you will understand the highest viewpoint in the world on emptiness very well, very clearly, because he's going at it very gradually through the six perfections, by the six perfections. A. B. Get involved with the releases. There'll be a release project going on each semester. If you hope to translate, collect the karma to translate. Because it's not just how many hours you put in or your aptitude for languages. Like Ian can learn a language if he hears someone sneeze. But that's not enough, you know? I mean, a lot of us, we don't have that skill. I don't have that skill. My ear's not that good. I just have to work hard. But then I have this secret weapon, which is what? Yeah, karma. I go help do this release. I help release the books into the world. And then even though I don't have a natural aptitude, I don't have a good ear for languages, but I did the ACIP for so long that the karma just comes. So if you want to get better and better in your Tibetan, the secret weapon, which is actually the lazy man's way, is just go up and eat dinner at the Lama House once a week and do whatever they tell you to do that helps on the release. You know what I mean? And then you have the karma to learn it. It's very beautiful. Yeah. Oh, that's a question. How about we say this, that people who aren't already on the list can take a shot at anyone they want of what I've already put up. Okay, because we don't have time. We ran out of time. So take a shot, and then I'll pick some of them. You know, I'll pick some of them. And to get in this list, how do you get into this list next time? You just do one. You just try one. Or even out of a dictionary, it doesn't matter. Then you get started, then you get in the list, and then... there's more and more work to do. And again, the ultimate goal is to... the ultimate goal is that we all together now... I wasn't sure you would reach this stage, but you have reached this stage. And I think there's a good number of people who could help translate this. And we could get it done before three-year retreat. If you all start doing these paragraphs. And then it's just cool. Like, if you look at the books we put out in Howell, I did this in Howell 20 years ago. With Pete Kitchikoff, Mark Shirelli, he's a postman, he's a carpenter, a taxi cab driver, you know, and we did this, and we put out a bunch of books together, and we translated a bunch of, the Wheel of Life book, the Logic book, we did a lot of books together, and they learned, and they translated huge parts of them. It was really fun. Carmen Cicinilla's brother, right? So just try, it'll be cool. And then they got this karma and they're having this amazing lives, you know? Okay. Thanks for that. You ready?
Puri Jushi Metotam Vira Minshi Nindeyam Padi Sange Shingu Minteo Vali Dogo Sanam yeshe mechum